Inauguration or not, the prosaic work of government process rolls on and on. Virginia Senator Mark Warner is doubling down on his concern that agencies aren't moving fast enough when it comes to standardizing how they report spending. The Democrats sent letters to five large agencies urging them to giddy up their Data Act work. Joining me with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, tell us more about these letters and what does Warner want of these large agencies and who are they?
Mark Warner is one of the original sponsors of the Data Act. And like you said, the law calls for the standardization of federal spending information so that everyone can understand what's being bought. Even the average citizen can follow their tax dollars. The deadline for implementation is this May, which only gives agencies a few more months to get their reporting in, or at least in theory. I've been reporting on this issue for more than a year, and in that time, I hear a lot about how agencies are struggling to meet deadlines and deliverables, and that's what these letters from Senator Warner were about. Federal News Radio was actually the first to report on these letters, which were sent out earlier this week to Veterans Affairs, Interior, the Department of Defense, EPA, and the Housing and Urban Development Department. And in the letters, Warner wrote that lapses in the Data Act implementation, such as the submission of inaccurate or incomplete information, can create government-wide complications. Kind of duh. And that makes sense. And if one agency doesn't do everything it's supposed to while another one does, or they aren't speaking in the same language, things are going to get confusing. And now out of those five agencies, Warner said that three of them have given him their initial and updated implementation plans, but VA and the Interior have not.
So are VA and the Interior Department not meeting the requests and also not meeting the Data Act?
Yeah, and they are not alone in this either. It's not just these two. The Data Act, at least the first round of implementation, is the big 24 CFO agencies. I went to an AGA Financial Systems Summit earlier, and I heard from the Justice Department, USDA, and HUD again, which is one of the agencies that got a Warner letter, and said they are all dealing with their own issues implementing the Data Act. Here's Matthew Roper. He's the Deputy Director for the Justice Department's Justice Management Division.
When we went in with our initial assumptions for how we were going to manage and comply with Data Act, we assumed initially it was going to be similar for us like it is with GTAS. Our disparate components would be able to submit their own, files to Treasury to comply. But now, we know we have to compile this at an agency level. So now we're looking at having to pull that data from a number of different sources and can pull that together into a single submission for our agency. So that in and of itself has presented challenges. So what we decided to do was take the approach, allow each of our components who know their information best to start to pull together those individual submissions. And at the department level, we'll be building a warehouse to aggregate that data together to submit on behalf of the entire agency. One of the things that we found going into this is even though part of our organization is on a commercial ERP-based system, it's not as simple as saying there's a one-size-fits-all submission for those components. Even though we're on a common platform for at least a majority of our department, we're not common in the way we conduct business.
That was Matthew Roper. He's the Deputy Director for the Justice Department's Justice Management Division. He said other problems in DOJ that they're dealing with is that they have a bunch of legacy systems that are outdated, and some of the data either isn't small or specific enough to report on, or it just doesn't exist. So for them, May is just the starting point.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and what about the Agriculture Department?
So Tyson Whitney, the director of USDA's Transparency and Accountability Reporting Division, said one of the problems with his department is having to educate some of the smaller than small businesses that are their clients and who are their federal shared services providers. And in some cases, these really small businesses, they're just flying so far under the radar that they didn't even know what the Data Act was. And so they're having to teach them about that as well as the Transparency Act. So they're going through like 9 years of laws that instead of just saying, hey, give us your data, it's like, all right, let's go back to Government Affairs 101. So Whitney said that one of his concerns with the Data Act implementation is even if his agency does what it's supposed to, it might still be hard for the average taxpayer to understand it.
For all of you that are federal employees, you know that it can be a challenge sometimes to explain the inner workings of what you do every day to somebody who's not in government. So when we present information, there are certain things that get rolled up in one way in one program and get rolled up in a different way in another program. So when they try to compare the two, you may find yourself in a position to say, well, this is the apple and this is the orange. You cannot make that direct comparison. And I think that that kind of communication is going to be critical going forward, explaining our data, making it as clear as possible. But I think that's going to be a challenge because there may be, in some arenas, a perception that we're not reporting correctly. And I think it may be more, exposition of data and explanation of the data therein is going to be critical in a path forward to show that we are, in fact, doing our best to comply.
That was Tyson Whitney, the director of USDA's Transparency and Accountability Reporting Division.
All right, so these agencies have old legacy systems. Some of them don't fully understand the Data Act. There's a lot going on. They've only got a few months, in theory, to comply legally. What are they doing?
So at the AGA conference, a Treasury representative was there, and she said her agency is there to help. Treasury, as well as OMB, they're the ones who are spearheading this implementation. And she said that, one of the Treasury representatives said, agencies who are focusing on the data first and the technology to get out there second are the ones who are more successful at this. And Treasury has also put out an API, an application programming interface, which is where the public and federal agencies can go to download the data once it gets in there and put it in a form that's understandable for them. And we'll also see what happens with the Senator Warner's letters and if the agencies get back to him.
And of course, with the new incoming Trump administration Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, I wonder if he's even aware of all this. I mean, it's very arcane. This is really an inside the beltway, inside the government weeds type of issue. And so I can just see the first day the senator might call on the new secretary and say, there's something we need to tell you about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what Senator Warner and some of the other oversight Congress members are saying. It's like there's a new administration. We can't just let whatever, even if we are having problems, any of the momentum we have, we can't lose it with this new administration coming in and everything else going on.
Well, of course, this is really as about as bipartisan as you can get, because who would not want clear understanding and clear reporting and searchability and availability of government spending data?
Right. Absolutely.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And we'll have much more of her Data Act coverage and transition coverage. You can find it all at federalnewsradio.com.